the Madman DVD review with Dr. Maria Walls.
Great stream.
Check this out.
All right, Clayton, step into Maria's high-heeled shoes. Good morning.
Good morning.
You've got a movie that's been often talked about here at 95BFM. It's almost a legend in its own time.
Yes, The Killing of a Sacred Deer.
The Killing of a Sacred Deer. Is it about killing an animal?
Well, actually, no, but it's based on a Greek play where that title comes from.
Right, tell us more.
Now, this is from acclaimed Greek director Yorgos Lanthimos. It's about a brilliant surgeon and his perfect life and his perfect family. And his life falls apart when he befriends this young teenage boy who becomes a bit sinister and forces him to make an unthinkable decision.
Bum, bum, bum. Now, this legendary Greek director whose name is...
Yorgos Lanthimos from Dogtooth and The Lobster.
The Lobster, just let me get the story right, is about people who, if you don't get, you don't find your perfect romantic match,
get turned into an animal of your choice. So he's got some animal theme still going on here.
Yeah, let's just recap that for a second. What? Yeah. And then, okay, so with this new one...
also with Colin Farrell from The Lobster.
It seems like this famous legendary Greek director,
Yorgos Lanthimos.
Has a problem with people who have perfect lives.
I think so. Like, he's got this thing where he just analyses the human condition. This movie covers a lot of moral ambiguity, guilt, and themes of justice. And it's really unsettling.
Privilege,
yeah, exactly. Because it's his first major American movie. So it looks at these like rich, wealthy people and just undercut by this young kid who comes from a poor background. And it's one of these movies that's really... divisive. It came out of the cinema like, oh my God, I hated it, I loved it. And it was one of those great movies, like, you know, it encourages conversation. And I think it won the nominated for the Palme d'Or, joint winner of the Cannes Best Screenplay. And, you know, it comes like, you know, award winning, you know, reputation. And I think, you know, like, you've seen it, Joe.
I have seen it, yeah.
And it's one of those ones that, like, you know, when you came out of the theater, like, oh my God, like, you just want to talk about it with people because it has so many, like, deep themes. And, yeah, did you find it really unnerving?
I just found it so difficult to process and, like, I just felt a little bit queasy, but I just didn't know how to formulate any sentences about it. But it was very unnerving.
Oh, I see this. Rob, should we go along? Sounds great, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's just a ticket, doesn't it?
It's got this
queasy.
Whole, like, Stanley Kubrick. It's got these great cinematography shots, like... Yorgos wanted the camera to be its own entity, like hovering around, high angle, tracking the people through long corridors.
And like a drone sort of thing.
Like a drone.
Indoor drones.
Just with the contrast between the first half of the film and the second half.
Yes.
So intense.
I'm not interested in watching this at all. This is making me feel creeped out.
Oh, but you want
it's
to...
It's in the best way you want to feel creeped out. Like,
yeah, it's
how
got
does that work?
Now, it's got a great performance. Now, have you heard of Barry Keoghan? He's this
new... Keoghs.
Yeah, yep. Keoghs. He's an up-and-coming actor who's in Dunkirk, and he plays the unsettling, sort of possessed Forrest Gump, the teenager, who comes into this guy's life, and he's really good. Like, he just sits there going, oh my God, this guy's, like, out of nowhere, and it just is a great new talent, I think. You should watch it just for that.
All right, now, so luckily it's available on DVD, so we don't have to go and queeze out in front of other people at the theatres. Is it a family film?
Nah, not particularly. Nicole Kidman said she wouldn't need her kids watch it.
First date film?
Yeah, if you want interesting discussion afterwards, I think so. I think it's just one of those ones. It's also got a great score. Now, it's not a typical, like, one composer making the whole movie. The director went and got classical music from Bach, Schubert. He's also got, like, Ellie Goulding, one of the lead characters, the young daughter sings, again, a bit unsettling.
It's in the trailer, I think.
Yeah, it's in the trailer.
She's standing near the tree and she's just singing this Ellie Goulding song. It's so unnerving.
Yeah, but again...
Ellie Goulding is like a pop singer.
But again, a good thing, like Stanley Kubrick movies, the music comes out of nowhere. Like, mundane scenes are just elevated by this, like, music. And I just think it's, like, it really... Like, the director's, like, in total control. Like, it's a master at work if you want to watch a great director.
Right, so The Killing of the Sacred Deer, it's out on DVD now. Do you get extras and stuff with it?
Yep, interviews with the cast and crew, as far as I know.
Which in itself might be quite unsettling. All right, Clayton, thank you very much indeed.
No worries.
The Madman DVD review.
And it's in colour.